So how long have you been practicing?
About 3 years now.
Few?
3 years.
3 years. And you get into Upachara Samadhi?
What Samadhi?
Upachara. I mean when thoughts and memory stopped.
Well, actually, yes, a few times. It's really interesting because a few months ago, I experienced I had a meditation experience that allowed me to see the non-self of the six senses.
That allowed you to see what?
To see the non-self of the six senses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to focus on the awareness itself.
Mm.
And I feel like it kind of merges into something bigger in the background. And I see that it's non-self, but I'm still trying to penetrate the impermanence of that pure awareness.
That's not the right way. This is trying to figure out something with your mind, yeah? Or trying to see something, yeah? And whatever you try to see, in the end you will see, but this is not the right understanding. So I mean, why do you think the Lord Buddha gave us a path to walk on? Yeah? And the path to walk on is first sila, samadhi, panya, yeah? So, samadhi, yeah? When we do samadhi, we don't investigate anything, yeah? And when we start to, when we have samadhi, and then we start to investigate the most important thing that we are attached to, and that is this body. We don't start to investigate awareness, yeah? Or see the nature of awareness, yeah? Because where do you think greed and hate comes from, yeah? Comes from this, you know, attachment to the body, yeah? So we have first to, yeah? When you think about it, when you think about the kilesas, yeah, they are formed into three armies. The first two armies that we see is greed and hate, yeah, and then behind greed and hate is delusion, and delusion, you know, pushes greed and hate in forefront, yeah. So we don't even see delusion until, you know, we got rid of greed and hate, yeah, and then we can see delusion, and then we can battle delusion, and then only then. We can go, you know, and battle avijja. Avijja is the mastermind behind everything. So there is a certain way how to approach these things, yeah? But of course, you know, the Western mind tries to think, you know, it is, with its intellect, you know, it tries to see non-impermanence, yeah? Or tries to see non-self, yeah? But who sees non-self? Self. The self that sees the non, oh, that's non-self. Yeah, who is that? Who sees that non-self? Yeah, that's exactly what is. Yeah, I mean the kilesas can really fool us with this. Yeah, with all this. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, that's fine. You know, and we never ask. You know, who tells us these things? Because that's exactly what the kilesas are. Yeah? The voice in your head that tells you this experience, oh, that was nice, or this is this, or this is that. Yeah? Who tells you this? Never asked. Yeah? It's the same voice, you know, that tells us, you know, in the world to do this or to go there and to do that and to like this and to not to like that. Yeah? So it is really the path of sila, samadhi, panya. Yeah? When we are here in the monastery, of course we keep the eight silas, yeah? and then we try to calm our mind down until it's completely quiet, yeah? Until there's no more movement in the mind, yeah? There's no more thoughts, and then there's no more memory coming up. And that's where we can recharge our batteries. Yeah? And once we come out, yeah? And if we have rested enough, yeah, our concentration is sharp enough, and then we can start to investigate the body. Yeah, yeah. The body is. Yeah. Nobody wants to investigate the body in the West. Yeah, yeah. Cut it up, you know, and you like it.
I did the 32 body parts kind of meditation.
Yeah, but you really cut it up, or you really see them?
Yeah, because I saw a lot of like images of the bodies, and I see the same like in myself in this body as well. So
yeah.
I felt really, you know, disgusted and repulsed about this body to the point that I can't really, you know. The mind can't really be gladdened to the point of getting to jhana because it feels very dispassioned.
Yeah, but that is just the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have to see, you know, you have to see the irritation coming up, yeah? That's how we bring up anger, and then we learn how to deal with anger, yeah?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Anger.
Okay.
Irritation. Anger, yeah? Because when you do that properly, yeah, a lot of irritation comes up. Not during the sitting, but afterwards, yeah? You see a person and get angry, yeah? You see this and you get angry. You see that and you get angry, yeah? But not while you do the investigation, yeah? So you have to be very careful that you're not around people, yeah? Because this anger automatically latches out onto people, yeah? And that's how we learn how to deal with anger, yeah? Or in samadhi we learn how to deal with pain, yeah? When we sit long enough, when we sit an hour, when we sit 2 hours, when we sit 3 hours, when we sit 4 hours, yeah? What is pain? We just get up, you know, when there is pain, yeah? So we don't know what is pain, yeah? What are all these things? We want to investigate these phenomena that constantly demand from us, you know, to do something. Yeah? What is fear? Never asked, huh? What is pain? Huh? When we get up from, you know, when the pain is so much, you know, we get up from meditation and the pain is gone. Huh? Never thought about a second time, huh?
Well, actually, I did try to meditate for about 4 to 5 hours once, and I felt this immense pain in the leg. And I just focused on the pain itself.
Yeah.
I'm very, very mindful.
Yeah.
And I tried to experience the pain as a sensation without labeling it as good,
yeah,
or bad. And it feels okay. It's not that pain. It's just okay. It's just,
yeah,
pain.
Yes. But you have to ask, where is the pain? What is pain? Where is the pain? Where is it located? When you get up, why is it gone? Where does it come from? Not only, you know, not only to stay on the pain, you know, of course, yes, that is the first thing, you know, we have to be able to concentrate on the pain. But then we have to, investigation is always about asking questions. It's the same thing when we do body investigation. We have to ask questions, yeah? I mean, when we see this organ, you know, I mean, what is it made out of? You know, let it slice it down, you know, or let it burn it up, you know, and see what it is, yeah? See, yeah? Not just seeing the images. These images, you know, of course, in the beginning will cause some revulsion, yeah? So some some disgust, yeah? But that's not enough, yeah? We have to ask, you know, how does this organ differ from that organ? How does the hair differ from, you know, from the nails? Because they all come from the body. Huh? Suddenly out of the skin, you know, there are some nails, yeah? Huh? Or out of the flesh or out of the bones, there are some teeth, yeah? Where do they come from? Yeah? What is the nature of them? Yeah? That's a question, you know, I mean, investigation is really about questioning and then, yeah, not answering the questions, but looking, yeah, for the answer, yeah. And sooner or later, the Dhamma will show us the answer, yeah. And the answer doesn't come out in a thought, yeah. And that is the tricks of the kilesas who try to fool us. Oh, yeah, that's, I understand what pain is, yeah. And the next time you do the same thing, yeah? Ah, there's so much pain, yeah? Let's stop, it's better, yeah? Let's try it another time, yeah? Now, if you understand what pain is there is pain, yeah? Where does it come from, yeah? Why does it disappear, you know, when we get up, yeah? Pain is there all the time in our life. There's dukkha. Yeah? The moment we wake up, you know, and we don't want to get up, you know, there's already dukkha. Yeah? The moment we are hungry, it's already dukkha. Yeah? When we are thirsty, it's dukkha. When it's too hot, it's dukkha. When it's too cold, it's dukkha. Yeah? I mean, we have so much dukkha, but we don't see it. Yeah? And if we don't see dukkha, you know, we don't have a motivation to get out of dukkha, yeah? To find the way out of dukkha. Yeah, David? Yeah? Not so much dukkha, yeah? We have to understand the thing, yeah? But not using our normal understanding, you know, by reading a paper, you know, and understanding what is said, yeah? Of course, yes, we understand that, yeah? But the heart still does not understand. We have to show the heart, you know, see that is pain, yeah? And the heart says, I don't want to see. Huh? I want to know, I don't want to know, yeah? So we have to show it again and again and again and again, yeah? Or, we have to disassemble the body, you know, and look at it, yeah? So what is looking at the body parts, yeah? If you look at the body parts, you know, how can that be us? Yeah? Body parts is just like, you know, just like a car, just like a car, yeah? Yeah? We get out of the car, we look at the car, I mean, it's just a car. There's nothing special about it. But we are attached to it. Yeah? We want a car because it gives us this comfort. We want a body because it gives us supposedly the comfort, you know, being able to do a lot of things. Yeah? In this we have to break down. Yeah? What is it that we can't do without a body? Yeah? We can think without a body. Yeah? If you get out of the body, I mean, you still see. Yeah? Leave the body behind and go for a walk, yeah? And have a look at the body. What is this? Yeah. That's where understanding. That's where the heart, you know, starts to understand. Yeah. But these things, these exercises, we have to do over and over again until it really clicks. Yeah. And once it clicks, you will know that it clicked. Yeah. Then the heart is understood, and then the heart lets go of the attachment. Yeah. The first thing, you know, with body investigation, it lets go of the attachment that the body is self, yeah? So it sees it as a nice car, and we love cars, yeah? Yeah? There's nothing wrong with it, but we know we are not the car. We are just the driver of the car who uses the car until it breaks down, you know, and then we buy a new one, yeah? If you have enough money. And that's the same for us, you know, for the citta, yeah? It loves this body, you know? But in that, at that moment, or at that understanding, when it sees that it's not the body, yeah, it understands, you know, it's not the body, but it still loves this body, yeah, and still wants more of this body, yeah. So now we have to understand the nature of the body. Yeah? Understanding the nature of the body is seeing the disgust, you know, and seeing the disgusting nature of the body, yeah, and seeing this irritation or anger coming up, learning how to deal with anger, yeah? Like we learned how to deal with pain, asking the right question. Yeah? Well, what is it? Well, how does it feel like anger? How does it feel like pain? Yeah? Really breathe in the pain. Yeah? We learn how to deal with emotions through feeling them first. Yeah? Feel, what is pain? How does it feel like? Yeah? Let the whole body experience pain. Yeah? And then start asking the question. What is it pain? How does the pain differentiate itself from anger? Yeah? Or from fear? We have so many different names for just a few different kinds of feelings. There are three kinds of feeling. Positive feeling, negative feeling, neutral feeling. Yeah? For the positive feelings we have hundreds of words or thousands of words. For negative feelings we have also thousands of words. And we think this is not the same as this. Yeah? That is something we have to investigate. We have to understand, you know, the world that we live in. Yeah? Because we live in this delusion, we think, you know, oh, yes, this is this. This is a tree. What is a tree? Yeah. What is a body? Yeah. We have to ask this question. Yeah. To get detached. Yeah. Okay, understand? Yeah? I'm not trying to understand there. Yeah, because you know from your life, you know, understanding there doesn't get rid of our desire to still do it. Yeah, unless the heart doesn't, unless the heart knows, you know, that what we are doing is wrong or gives it a heartache. Yeah, yeah? We still want to do it. Hmm? So what is this life bringing us? Yeah, why are we here on this earth? Yeah, how many times have we been in this body? Yeah? How many? And we still can't get enough. Yeah? When we get older, you know, we dream of a new body. You know that is, yeah, that is healthy. Yeah? And the older we get, the more we dream. Yeah. How old are you? How old? 33. So yeah, you still have more than 10 or 15 years, you know, where the body is still strong. Yeah, you can use it, you know, to finish it up. Yeah, you can use it, you know, you can use this body, and that's what the Lord Buddha said. You know, the human birth is the perfect stage for getting out of the wheel of samsara. Yeah, or for getting out of the hamster wheel. That's a perfect stage here, yeah? Because we have, why? Because we have dukkha and we have sukha. Yeah? So we have painful feelings or unpleasant feelings, and we have pleasant feelings. Yeah? And about the same. Yeah? So we can see, yeah? we can see the pleasant feelings, we can see the unpleasant feelings, we can weigh them, you know, and yeah, in the end, we can go through them and see, you know, both of them are not really worthwhile, yeah, holding on to. Yeah. But people, you know, want to get, just to get rid of the unpleasant feelings and only want to have pleasant feelings, huh? No? Yes. It's impossible, yeah? It is like some people, you know, only want to have, you know, if they have a coin, they only want to have the head, yeah? They don't want to have the tail. A coin has a head and a tail, yeah? So if you want to get rid of head or of the tail, you know, you have to also get rid of the head, yeah? So if you want to get rid of the bad, you have to also to get rid of the good. Yeah? It comes in one package, yeah? Understood? So first, you know, first while you're here, you know, get the mind calm. Once the mind is calm, yeah, and you can rest in samadhi for 10, 15 minutes, yeah, then do some investigation. Yeah. Put the body out there, yeah, and look at it, yeah. Sometimes put it orderly, you know, sometimes put it very detailed, sometimes not so detailed, yeah. Just like the Lord Buddha gave us the simile, yeah. I mean, when we disassemble a cart, yeah, into its in bits and pieces, into the plank, into the wheel, into the axle, and so on. Where's the car? All what we see is a wheel, you know, axle, planks, and so on. Where's the car? And when we do the same thing, you know, where's the body? What part of the body is the body? Yeah. And then assemble it again, yeah? And with this, you will see, you know, if you do it correctly, and if you do it for a long time, yeah, when you really put all the body parts out, yeah, then sooner or later there will be a cut, yeah? You will see you're not the body part. The moment you put the body part back, you know, suddenly the eye comes back. And then you put it out again, and then the eye disappears. And then the eye comes back, and that. That is the attachment to the body, that the body itself. Okay? But it's so difficult, yeah? So difficult. Because it's too hot, so we can't meditate. Or it's too cold. It's a feeling of the body hot. Yeah? What is heat, yeah? What is heat? Yeah? The body can deal with heat. If it's too hot, you know, it will die. If it's too cold, it will die, you know. But in our temperature range, you know, I mean, it just stays on. Yeah? If it's so hot, it sweats. You know, if it's so cold, it shivers. Yeah. We don't have to do anything. Yeah. The body takes care of itself. Yeah. It's a biological robot. Yeah. And remember, how long did you train it? 15 years? Learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to think? Huh? 15 years before you could use it? And then we just, you know, do the things that we want to do. Yeah? Until, you know, the body breaks down and we can't do it anymore, and then we are dreaming of the new life, yeah? And having a new body. Because we want to finish this or finish that or finish that. Huh? We never finish anything. You know, I mean, if you finish one thing, you know, I mean, we have an idea of what to do next, yeah? And there's no end to that. Yeah? What to do next, what to like, you know, what to do. Yeah? There's no end to this desire. Yeah? And the desire is the second noble truth. It causes all the dukkha. Yeah? If we don't get what we want, you know, we have dukkha. If we have to part from what we like, you know, it's dukkha. Yeah? If we don't become what we want to be, you know, it's dukkha. Yeah? If we meet a person that we don't like to meet, it's dukkha. Yeah? If we don't meet a person that we like to meet, it's also dukkha. Yeah? So the desire, you know, creates all the dukkha. And when we go into samadhi, there is no desire. You will see it for yourself. There is no desire. You don't want anything. You don't want to get out, you don't want to stay in, yeah? You're just happy the way things are. Yeah? No matter if it is hot or if it is cold, you know? No matter if there is noise or not, yeah? No matter if there is rain or not, we're just happy, yeah? Because there's no more commenting, yeah? There's no more kilesas telling us, this is nice, you know, I would stay in longer, yeah? Or this is not so nice, oh, it's so difficult, yeah? No, there's no more voice. The kilesas are out. Yeah, we lock them out. Yeah, while we're in samadhi, we lock them out. Yeah, when we get out of samadhi, they will come up. Yeah, come up again. Yeah, and then bother us. Yeah, just like little children. Yeah, bother their mom. Yeah, when they go shopping. Yeah, do you understand? With I mean, when you go shopping and see a mom, you know, with their children, I want this, you know, if she doesn't get it, you know, you know, cries until the mother, yeah, gives in, yeah. But we should not give in, yeah. We should not give in to the cry or to the pain, you know, and all the things that the kilesas inflict on us, yeah. We shouldn't give in, yeah. Because they will stop, yeah. The moment we give in one time, yeah. You give them the little finger, you know, they take the whole hand, yeah? You can't persuade them. Please let me rest in peace for 5 minutes. Did it ever work? I let you play afterwards, you know, for an hour, yeah? They don't let us. Not even 1 second, yeah? You can't persuade them. And you can't bargain with them. Bargain. With them. They will take everything from you. They have been your masters, you know, the kilesas have been your masters for life and life and life. Yeah? Billions, millions, trillions of lives. Yeah? They won't give up so easily. Yeah? You really have to fight them. Just like the Lord Buddha said, you know, I mean, to fight as a single person against a whole army is much easier than to fight oneself. Yeah? And how can you fight oneself if you don't have anybody, you know, who tells you you're going wrong? You believe you're on the right track, yeah? And you're probably on the wrong track, yeah? I mean, the students of the Lord Buddha, you know, I mean, needed the Lord, the advice of the Lord Buddha. Of course, the Lord Buddha found his own way, yeah? But he trained, you know, I mean, 180 eons of lifetimes, yeah? To train to become a Buddha, to become a self-enlightened person. Hmm? And we are just, yeah, I mean, how long did we train, yeah? Did we train eons of lifetimes? Yeah? One uncountable time. Yeah? Even to become an Arahant, you have to train for a long, long time. Yeah? Doesn't happen within one lifetime. Yeah? But here it's already a good start, you know, I mean, to get out. But we have to put, my dear monks, we have to put a little bit of effort in our practice, yeah? Not dilly-dallying around, yeah? Not hanging or clutching onto our thoughts and memories. They always paint nice pictures, yeah? And we hang on to these pictures. We hang on to these dreams, yeah? If I do this, you know, I will be happy. Yeah? If I do that, I will be happy, yeah? So we paint, we constantly paint these pictures, you know, and we attach to them, we cling to them. Yeah? And while painting these pictures, we don't see reality. Yeah? We only see reality once the mind gets completely calm. Yeah? Once there are no more thoughts, once there is no more no more memory coming up. Then we start to see clearly. Yeah? And you remember, sati is, yeah, when we have sati, there are no kilesas there. Lunga Mahabho. A moment of sati, there is no kilesa for that moment. Yeah, they haven't disappeared, you know. I mean, they don't disappear unless we fight them. Yeah? And we have to fight them, yeah, I mean, like crazy. Yeah? Because they tell us, every time they tell us something, and we say, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, you're right, yeah, yes, I have this insight, yes, I have that insight, yes, I understand, yes, I'm a sotapanna, yeah, who tells you, yeah? Oh, Sakadagami, now what shall I do? Yeah? The same thing. Practice is always the same thing. Samadhi, panya, yeah? Investigation. Yeah? Until there's nothing more to investigate. Yeah? But we have to do it, you know, in a certain order. Yeah? So with samadhi, yeah, we start to investigate pain. Yeah? Because pain comes up if we sit long enough. Yeah? When our samadhi is good, we start to investigate the body until the body is gone. Until there's nothing more to investigate. And once the body, you know, and with the body, you know, also the feelings, yeah, the feelings, the bodily feelings, yeah, are investigated. Then comes mental feelings, thoughts, memories, yeah, and consciousness to be investigated. Before that, we can't even start to investigate because we don't see it. Yeah? All what we see is greed and hatred. Yeah? Or, in other words, likes and dislikes. Yeah? As long as there are likes and dislikes, you know, I mean, we have not gotten rid of greed and hate. Yeah? We like this, yeah, or prefer this, yeah, and we don't like that, yeah, or not to prefer that. Yeah? That means we haven't gotten rid of greed and hate. Yeah, people fool themselves. Oh, I have no greed and hate. Yeah, of course, maybe they don't have strong greed and hate. Yeah, but they still have likes and dislikes. Yeah, or preferences. Yeah. Okay, so you have any questions? David.
Was heißt es, den Sprung von Kammer zu schwimmen? Beziehungsweise geht es, kann man überhaupt gegen Kammer schwimmen?
Nein. Man kann es nur akzeptieren. In dem Moment, wo du dich gegen das Kammer wehrst, wird es stärker, ja, und du baust es nicht ab. Das heißt, das Karma, gegen das du dich wehrst, ne? Dadurch, dass du dich dagegen wehrst, macht es den Eindruck, dass es viel, viel stärker ist, als es normalerweise sein würde. Ne? Das ist dasselbe, wenn du dich gegen den Wind wehrst, ne? Einen starken Wind, ne? dagegen ankämpfst, anstatt ihn einfach draußen zu lassen.
Gelesen ist, zum Beispiel die Astrologie, habe ich letztens gehört, soll wirklich die Zukunft voraussagen, bis zu einem Punkt, wo man anfängt zu meditieren, zu praktizieren, und dann ist nicht mehr stattfinden. Weil man, in dem Zusammenhang habe ich gelesen, dass man gegen den Strom von Karma schwimmt, also, und deswegen.
No. You can't fight against karma, but you don't have only one karma. Yeah? The moment we practice, it is just like the same thing, you know. I mean, you walk along the path, yeah. On that path, you know, you have a sideway going to the left and going to the right, or going to half left, half right, yeah. And the moment you start to meditate, yeah, then you're going, for instance, to the right, yeah. And when you go to the right, instead, you know, you might go first through the meadows and then through a desert or then through a thick forest, yeah? While when you walk on, you know, while you walk on your normal karma, you know, what the astrologers say, yeah? They can only predict a person who has, you know, who just follows his karma of this life, yeah? They cannot predict anybody who strays off that kind of karma. But you have so many different kinds of karma, yeah? In one moment, you have 16 different kinds of karma. You can choose. But people don't like to choose. They just follow the strongest kind of karma. They just follow the strongest current, yeah? Just like you're in a river with a very strong current, yeah? When you swim against this river and go into another river that doesn't have that strong current, yeah? I mean, then you will be off, yeah? And the astrologers cannot say anything about it. But a normal person, you know, just swims along, yeah? I mean, he has his air mattress, you know, lies, you know, and then, you know, he ends up in hell. Yeah? That's what happens to most of the people. Yeah? And astrologers, you know, can see that, you know, because it is written in the stars. Yeah, but they can't see it, you know. If you choose not to go your strongest karma and choose to go another road, yeah. Verstehst?
Sie haben ein Beispiel gebracht, erwähnt, dass ein Mensch, der zum Beispiel die Kammer hat, arm zu sein, also im menschlichen Sinne, dass auch der reich sein könnte, bloß dass er sich viel mehr anstrengen müsste. Ich glaube, das ist eine gute Sache.
No, I wouldn't have said that. No. That's certainly not a person who has the kammer to be poor, you know, will never become rich, yeah? But he can make, you know, he can work very hard, you know, to become rich in the next life, yeah? You have the karma, you know. The karma is the situation. You're born into this family, that is your kind of karma. You're born in this country, that is your kind of karma, yeah? You can't change that, yeah? The only thing that you can change about karma is to accept it wholeheartedly and say, okay, that's my karma, you know, but, yeah, I don't have to follow it. Yeah? I have many options, yeah. I mean, just like you go in a store, yeah. I mean, in a department store, you have many options. You can go to the left, right, you know, you can go to the sports goods, you know, or to the play goods or whatever, you know, or to the food and things like that. How can you not, yeah? The karma that drives you into the store, you know, and probably, you know, leads you to the food store or whatever, you know, whatever your karma is, yeah? And you can see the food and decide, no, I don't want it, you know, I prefer this. And then you don't go to the food table, you know, but you go to the sporting table, you know, or whatever there is, yeah? Or to the playground. Yeah? And because you choose a different path, different things will happen, yeah? For instance, for some of the practitioners, what happens to a few of the practitioners, the moment they start to meditate or practice really earnestly, a lot of illness comes up. Yeah? That they wouldn't have had, you know, if they would have stayed on their path, yeah? So they decide, you know, okay, you know, that's not so good, you know, I mean, let's go back to the worldly life. I mean, depending on the road that you go, yeah? You meet the desert, or you will meet the mountains, or you will meet a meadow, or you will meet this, yeah, or that, yeah? But in the end, you will meet everything.
When you start practice, illness coming?
Or yeah?
You say when you start practice, the
illness. It can come. It doesn't have to come.
Why?
I mean, why? I don't know the answer for that. But I know from some people, you know, it happens, you know. I mean, they get malaria or they get this, you know, or typhus or things like that. Yeah, you know, that happens to them. And I see most of them will give up, and I see some of them don't give up. And after a few years, you know, I mean, this disappears. Yeah? It's just one of the hindrances. Just like other people, you know, have the strong hindrance of being lazy, you know. Until they overcome this laziness, yeah, they will not progress on their path. Huh? I mean, they might be very diligent in their worldly life, but the moment they come and start to practice, they become very lazy. I hit the nail on the head, yeah. But that holds true for most of my monks.
Some people.
Huh?
Some people.
It's some people, yes. It's not everybody. Yeah. Some people are lazy in the worldly life and start to continue to be lazy also in the practice. Yeah. So. Yes.
So how do you practice to see
the radiant mind? Yeah, first of all, I mean, the radiant mind only comes, you know, if you're beyond greed and hate, yeah, then it starts slowly to radiate, but the radiant mind is then actually, you know, when you're Narahan. When you're an Arahan. When you're completely free, that is the radiant mind. Yeah. Well, you can say that, yeah. So I mean, it's the last stage, yeah. You can also say that, yeah. But you know, the radiant mind. I mean, it depends on how you describe it, yeah. I mean, when you look at, you know, how he describes, you know, getting rid of avijja, and then you see, you know, this radiant mind, yeah. Then yes, he talks about avijja. But then beyond that, you know, it is much more radiant, yeah. It's just like, you know, I mean, just like when you think this light bulb is very radiant, you know, once you see it, you know. But then the moment, you know, I mean, you go out, you know, and you see the sun, then it's no comparison. Yeah.
I think the difference is when Nuta Mahabhava said he's still holding.
Hold on to this radiant mind, because we think, you know, I mean, it's so amazing because we have never seen it before.
But when you dissolve the center,
yeah,
it shows the real nature.
Yeah, it shows the real nature.
You know, all destroy avijja.
Yeah.
But if you still hold in the center, you're still in avijja, yeah?
Yeah. As long as avijja itself, with none of the kilesas anymore around, yeah, yeah is radiant, yeah. But its radiance is the one, it's a deep delusion, you know, it's a complete ignorance about it, yeah. And once this goes, yeah, and he says, you know, when he describes it, you know, he says, it is just like the flame of a gas burner, yeah, or of a gas light, yeah. There's a dark spot where this gas is coming out, yeah. Once you see the dark spot, you know, once you see it, you know, and once you find it and you destroy it, you know, then the mind is radiant, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, it's just words, you know, that we use, yeah.
Yeah, so when you say to overcome, you know, greed and hatred,
yeah.
How to actually practice?
Body investigation. No, you do samadhi, and while you do samadhi, you don't do investigation. For the one exception, you know, investigation of the pain. Yeah. Once the pain becomes so disturbing that you can't do samadhi anymore, then you concentrate on the pain. Yeah. But it is form of concentration, yeah, as well. Yeah. But you have to ask the right question. Yeah. Until you understand where the nature of the pain. Yeah. But in order to understand the nature of the pain, you have to go through three different kinds of death. Yeah? The first is the death, you know, I mean, that you don't get any breath, yeah? Then you think you die. Yeah? The second is, you know, when the whole body is on fire, yeah? When the whole body burns away, yeah? And the third stage, you know, of pain is when the whole body rips apart, you know, when all the elements rips apart, yeah? Once you go through all these three stages, you know, I mean, then you understand what pain is, yeah? But in each of these stages, you will die. Not physically, but you will really have the feeling that you die, yeah? And you have to accept, yeah? And see whatever is left over, yeah? And then comes the body investigation. And the body investigation can take years or even lifetimes, yeah? Because understanding, you know, one thing is one, yeah? It's just understanding. But the heart has to understand it in order to let it go, yeah? So you have to do it and do it and do it. And our mind, you know, after doing it for 10 times, it says, ah, I understand. Yeah? And that's where you get food. Yeah? When the heart understands it, it understands it, yeah? And it lets go of it. Just like holding your hand in the fire, yeah? As long as you don't see that your hand is on the fire, I mean, you look outside, where is it burning, yeah? The moment you look at the right spot, you know, I mean, you don't have to tell the hand to go back. It automatically withdraws. And that's the same thing, that is the nature of the heart, yeah? We cannot let go, yeah? I mean, if you read Lungda Mahabua, he says, there is no possibility that we can go of this body. Yeah? All what we can do is, yeah, I mean, he describes it or he compares it with an ant who is at the, an ant who is at the roof and who wants to go onto the floor. Yeah? Of course, an ant, you know, doesn't know the command let go. Yeah? All what it knows is putting one step in front of each other. Yeah? And then it crawls, you know, and then it crawls down, you know, until it goes to the floor. And that is practice. Yeah? We cannot let go. Yeah, we think we can let go. Yeah, but that is an illusion. Okay?
What is not an illusion?
What?
You said that we think we can let go.
Yeah.
That's an illusion.
That is an illusion.
What is not?
What is not an illusion?
No, I mean, when is let it go without being an illusion? I mean, really.
No, the heart will let go on its own accord. You cannot tell the heart to let go. Okay. The moment the heart it sees, you know, that it does pain, that it really hurts itself, it lets go. Just the same thing. You grab in the fire and you see it. I mean, you don't have to tell the hand to go back. Yeah. It automatically withdraws from it and it will never touch it again. And that is the same with the heart. The moment it understands, you know, the filthiness of the body, yeah, or the no usefulness of the body, it will let go. It will have no interest whatsoever, yeah, having a new body. But of course we can try to believe it and try to make ourselves understand. Oh yeah, I'm not interested. But the moment there's pain, you know, the moment you're close to death, yeah, you worry so much about the body. That means you haven't even let go of the body. It's like, you know, I mean, you have a car, you know, and I mean, the moment the car breaks down, the car breaks down, the car, what shall I do without a car? Huh? If you understood, you know, what a car is, you know, I mean, you just let it go, yeah. But nowadays, you know, people, you know, take the car, you know, and make a grave and bury it in a grave, you know, and invite all their, yeah, relatives, you know, and pray, you know, may this car, you know, go to a next life, yeah. And what do they do with the body? Yeah? The chitta has gone a long time ago. Yeah? Hmm? Put it on a graveyard. Yeah. Oh, where have you been? No, that is the understanding. You know, I mean, you see the car is gone. You know, it doesn't work anymore. You just go. Yeah? But if your attachment to a car or to the body is not gone, you will look for the next car or you will look for the next body. And then you have to go, you know, through the same stages, you know, and educating, training this body, you know, being healthy for a while, you know, and then waiting for the death of the body until you can have a new body. What fun, yeah? So much fun, yeah? And we have done it so many times, yeah? Millions of times, billions of times. Not only human beings, yeah, we have been animals, we have been ghosts, you know, we have been in the hell realm so often, yeah. We have been devas, yeah. And nothing, none of these existences lasts forever. Yeah? But we can't get enough, huh? Just like you eat ice cream, you know, you eat ice cream today and you want it tomorrow again. Huh? Isn't it? Or chocolate, you know, or this or that, you know, whatever suits your taste buds, yeah? You want it again and again and again, yeah? And that's for us with the body, yeah? Because we have never investigated, you know, taste is taste, you know? I mean, there's salty, there's greasy, you know, there's sour, there's sweet, and so on, yeah? Bitter, yeah? All the food that we eat, you know, have the same taste, yeah? It's just a different mixture. Yeah? Just like with a mix, you know, we mix it up, you know, I mean, this time we put a little bit more sugar, so it is a little bit sweeter. Next time we put a little bit more bitter in it, you know, then it's yeah? And you say, oh, wow, I haven't tasted it, yeah? I haven't tasted this, you know? I need to taste this, I need to taste this, yeah? And that's the same thing. With our life, yeah? I need to do this and see what is coming out of it. You know, if I become a doctor, or if I become a lawyer, if I become this, you know, what is happening, yeah? Or maybe I become the king, you know, or maybe I want to become a prime minister, yeah? Yeah? I want to have power, or I want to be rich, you know, and buy all the things, you know, and in the end, you know, happiness always arises here, yeah? Dissatisfaction always arises in the heart. No matter how many things you have, yeah? Or how little things you have. Yeah? Okay? Yeah?
In terms of the samadhi.
Speak up a little bit, you know, it's very difficult for me to.
So, in terms of the samadhi.
Yeah?
Very like settled down, the body is very settled down, very calm.
Yeah.
But there's no happiness whatsoever, just very calm.
Yeah.
And the second kind is I feel very happy, and then there's no thought, but the mind is very happy, like
yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
So which kind of mind is better?
You have to understand that both of it is upachara samadhi. Yeah? But upachara samadhi has as many facets as anything else in the world. Some people are extremely happy, yeah? Hmm? Some people feel rapture or joy. Other people just feel calm, yeah? And other people just feel peaceful, yeah? So, I mean, depending on the nature of your citta, I mean, you will feel one of these things, or you can feel, you know, each time of the samadhi, it's different, yeah? So don't worry about it, yeah? The only thing that is not different, if you go deeper until everything disappears, this kind of samadhi is unique. Because then the whole world has disappeared, yeah? And if you're going deeper, you will see it, you know? I mean, you will see Slowly the body disappearing, the sound disappearing, it goes further and further and further until there's nothing left, until there's just, you don't know.
Yeah.
But this happens, you know, this apana or deep samadhi happens is you go in one moment, and the next moment you come out. But in this one moment, you know, hours or days can have passed. And you don't know anything, because that is the pure knowingness. The pure knowingness doesn't know any objects. As long as you know of objects, it's not the pure knowingness. Yeah? It's knowingness of objects. Yeah. So you hear sound, you know the sound. Yeah. You hear, you feel something, you know there's feeling. Yeah. And so on. Yeah. As long as this knowingness. Yeah. But when this knowingness converges into one point, what can you say? Yeah? If subject and object merges into one point, you can't say anything anymore, because it is beyond the conventional reality. And conventional reality is always subject and object. So try to do that, yeah? Well, concentrate, you know, when you feel this calm or when you feel this happiness, don't go on the calm, don't go on the happiness, just remain with the breath until the breath really stops. And then most people get afraid. Don't get afraid, yeah? Just the moment you know the breath stops, the breath becomes so clearly, yeah? You don't feel it anymore, but the breath becomes so clearly, and there's one time when the breath stops, yeah? And then just jump into the knowingness. Yeah? I cannot tell you how to jump. You know how you have to know how to jump into a pool of water. Yeah, I cannot tell you. I just tell you jump into it. Yeah, how to jump into it? You know, I mean, you have to figure out for yourself. Yeah? That can happen very quickly. Yeah, if you're interested, actually, you know, there is something when everything disappears. You know, there's a kind of draw, something that draws you in, yeah? You just follow this draw, and then you don't have to worry about anything. But sometimes, you know, it is a constant fight, because the chitta wants to go out, and then you have to calm it down again, then it wants to go out, you know, and it's a constant battle. And even Lungda Mahabua said sometimes, you know, it took him 11 hours before he could reach Apana Samadhi, and sometimes it took him only a few moments or an hour, yeah? So it depends on a lot of things, yeah. I mean, if it's too hot, you know, it is very difficult, yeah. If it's too cold, it also might be difficult, yeah. If it's too noisy, it might be difficult, yeah. But sometimes if you're not interested about anything, you know, it can happen 1, 2, 3, yeah. For me, it happened, you know, I mean, I was sitting 1, 2, 3 and I was gone, yeah. I was not interested in anything at all. Yeah? I was just interested in my breath. Yeah? What other people said, what other people did, you know, I was not interested. That is the key. Yeah? 100% interest in what you're doing, and you're 100% concentrated and you're gone. Yeah? As long as you're interested in a little bit, you know, what is the sound, you know, or what is this feeling, or what is this, or what is that, you will never get 100% concentrated. Okay? Mikantame? May Mila? Kid van me. Don't talk of kui put lao, Tame? Met you burn, how time may? Did on chow you put lao? Met you burn, go cow tell you, met you burn. ส่วนมากก็ตอนเช้าก็พูดภาษาไทยนะแล้วตอนไปก็พูดภาษาอังกฤษดาวิดอะไรสักล่ะวิบลิกมาที่ว่าคุณสอนว่าจะทำนะมันฟีลลอยด์จะพูดนี้และพูดนี้และพูดนี้ richte dein Ziel darauf aus ne dass du raus willst neUnd alles andere ist uninteressant. Und welche Hindernisse auch immer kommen mögen, die musst du halt übersteigen. welche Hindernisse auch immer kommen mögen. Ja? Das ist wie ein Hindernislauf. Ne? Bei manchen sind das sind große Brocken von Felsen, die man umgehen kann oder die man übersteigen muss. Ne? Und bei anderen sind kleine Steine oder Glassplitter, ne? Wo sie sich ständig verletzen. Ne? Das hängt von Charakter zu Charakter, ist das unterschiedlich.
Man kann Ziele also erreichen.
Ja, natürlich, wieso? Du machst es doch auch in deinem Leben. Du setzt ein Ziel und versuchst es zu erreichen. Ja? Ne?
Das hängt nicht, ob man das Ziel erreicht, nicht nur von dem Kammer ab, sondern auch von der Willensstärke und dem Einsatz.
Ja! Ja, du, wenn du die 7 Erleuchtungsfaktoren anschaust, dann ist da keiner, der ein Hindernis ist, also keiner sagt, na, dann Kammer hindert dich daran. Nein. Aber das Kammer kann sehr stark sein, ne? Dass sich das wieder rauszieht. Ne? Aber was ist das? Ne? What are the 7 Enlightenment Factors? Ne? Samadhi, UPK, ja? Diligence, Effort, ja? And so on. I never get them all. Ne? Tanalik.
Sati.
Ja, Sati.
Analyse, Investigation of State.
Hä? No, Bhujanga Sati Sankato sind the 7 Enlightenment Factors.
Yes.
Yeah. Samadhi, Upekkha.
Rapture.
Oh, rapture, joy. Yeah.
Rapture, calm, and
Intelligent effort. Yeah.
Could be the second one. Could it be curiosity or interest?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah. Usually translated as understanding. They translate it as sometimes investigation of state or analysis of.
No, that's certainly not an enlightenment factor. Yeah, but interest is an enlightenment factor. The power of our mind we always underestimate. Whatever you set your mind on, it can do. It can do so many things. Huh? People can learn how to fly. People can learn how to go through walls. Yeah, but that is nothing in comparison to, you know, getting free. Yeah? If you put your mind on, you can do it. Yeah, I mean. Of course, depending on your karma, you know, for some people it takes longer and for some people it takes shorter. Yeah? That's the only thing. Yeah. And maybe you only go to the first stage, yeah? Or maybe you go to the last stage. Yeah? That really depends on, yeah?